So let's start off with the former state security minister, Bongani Bongo. He's been cleared of corruption. Bongo was back in the Western Cape High Court today, where judgment was handed down. He's been accused of trying to derail a parliamentary inquiry into Eskom. This was back in 2017. Remember this case. It stems from Bongo allegedly offering a bribe to the Eskom inquiry evidence leader, Ntuthuzelo Vanara, in October 2017. Vanara was part of a public enterprises portfolio committee inquiry into state capture at Eskom. So Bongani Bongo's defense team brought what is called a Section 174 application, which the defense can do once the prosecution closes its case, basically saying, you haven't made your case. There's no point in us even launching our defense. It's not entirely uncommon, but it does mean that the prosecution's case is so weak that the defense doesn't even have to call witnesses. So let's get some response to this now. Eric Ntabazalila is the NPA spokesperson in the Western Cape. Eric, thank you so much for your time today. What is the NPA's reaction to this?
Thanks, Mandy. Thanks for the opportunity. We got the judgment this morning, and we noted the judgment of the judge president of the Western Cape, and we are in the process of studying that judgment, and then we will consider our options after doing that.
Eric, Bongani Bongo saying outside court that he believes this was a political setup. Will you be drawn on that one at all?
Unfortunately, no, Mandy. I'm sure you know also that we are not in that terrain. We deal only with what is happening, what has been brought to us in terms of the evidence. And when we screen the cases and find that there is a case for someone to answer, then we take it to court, not based on in terms of politics.
Yes, of course. So he brought, his defense brought a Section 174 application. The judgment was not guilty. In law, what options are open to you in terms of appeals?
I don't want to go into detail in terms of what we'll be looking at, because that would be sort of putting a card before the horse. I would like us to request that it be given an opportunity to start the judgment. We just received it now and afforded to the prosecutors. So to be given an opportunity to start the judgment and see what opportunities, what is there, whether we can appeal it in terms of the law or is the judgment based on facts.
Okay, and then you are also keeping an eye on another matter that's happening in Cape Town today regarding a court appearance from Zane Killian. He, of course, is charged in connection with the murder of the police officer, Charles Kinnear. I understand there have been some developments there around his legal team.
Yes, I'm in the courtroom now as we speak. He appeared about half an hour ago. You remember there was a new advocate Asbeheno, who came on record after the withdrawal of Advocate Rosamond. Unfortunately, today, last time, there was a bail application that was bad head. Today, we were supposed to have arguments, and then both teams were supposed to table their heads of arguments, return heads of arguments. Unfortunately, Advocate Aswachan withdrew today. He told the court that he came on Wednesday. He came across an information which brought him into conflict of interest. Hence, he had to ask the court to withdraw. He was granted that. As the state, we asked for a postponement until next Thursday, but we also asked the court to ensure that the instructing attorney, Eric Breyer, who was absent in court today, must be in court at least next Thursday and must be able to tell the court that either he himself is going to do the bail application arguments, or at least he has secured the services of an advocate. Even if he gives that information before Thursday to the state and say, I've secured the name of the advocate who's going to do the bail application. And then when we come on Thursday, then we secure a date for the arguments.
Okay, Eric, thank you so much for an update on both of those cases. That's the NPA spokesperson in the Western Cape, Eric Ntabazalila, speaking to us. They're giving us an update on the Zane Killian matter. Also, Bongani Bongo, the former state security minister, cleared of corruption.